Well, in London's upmarket neighborhood of Kensington, anti-Zionist rabbis have held a demonstration outside the Israeli embassy to protest against the regime. Well, the demonstrators voiced support for Palestinians and slammed the existence of the Israeli regime. They held placards saying the Zionist regime does not represent Jews. They also called on Tel Aviv to stop its cruelties against Palestinians. Recently, Israel has drawn growing international condemnation over its aggressions against Palestinians. Well, to discuss that story a bit further, we're now joined by Mr. Ralph Shonman, who is the author of Hidden History of Zionism, who is joining us now on the line from Los Angeles, California. Mr. Shonman, thanks a lot for joining us now. How significant is it, Mr. Shonman, that these anti-Zionist rabbis would essentially be saying that the Zionist regime doesn't even represent Jews?
Well, I would point out to you that the leading theologian, Jewish theologian in Israel, Yeshayahu Leibovitz, described the Zionists as what he called Judeo-Nazis. There's a long history, particularly amongst the Orthodox Jews, of repudiating Zionism and dissociating themselves from its predations upon the Palestinian people. And, of course, there is a large segment of the population within Israel, in the face of austerity and the deepening economic crisis confronting people, that has turned on the government in mass demonstrations against the 20 families, the oligarchy, which are linked intimately to the oppression of the Palestinian people and the preparations for larger regional wars. But what fuels the demonstrations in particular now, as we've discussed before, is that in the aftermath of the nominal acknowledgement of Palestinian presence in the United Nations in observer status, token as that is, the Zionist regime immediately responded and took advantage of this opportunity, as it were, to impose yet further settlements, 3,000 settlements additional, and to cut off all funds to the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank, and to effectively make clear there is no two-state presence possible in Palestine. There is only one state at the moment, a Zionist state, and that state is not compatible with the elementary rights of the population, Jews and Palestinians alike. The only means through which people can express themselves and accomplish their self-determination and their aspirations realized is by de-Zionizing the state, by overthrowing the Zionist regime and establishing a society, a Palestine, in which rights do not depend on ethnicity or religious affiliation. And that growing understanding and that deepening awareness on a global scale is fueling mass demonstrations from every ethnic quarter. In London, 15,000 people officially, indeed, undoubtedly more. In Nottingham, in Martin Square, in Great Britain, there's a deepening and growing protest amongst youth, amongst students, amongst working people against the Zionist state and the support of imperialism for that regime.
So, Mr. Shonman, are we to understand then that Jews who understand their religion well would not be supporting Israel?
Well, I think it's not only a question of understanding the religion as such, but understanding the nature of Zionism in relation to the fate of the Jews themselves in Europe, because the Zionists pretend and claim, as the imperialists do as well, that they are the moral legatee of the victims of the Holocaust, the mass murder of Jews in Europe, when in reality they had colluded with the Nazis, they had colluded with all the most reactionary and racist and anti-Semitic regimes of Europe. They were actively involved with Eichmann. They brought him to Palestine in the 30s. They brought Baron von Mildenstein there. They colluded with these Nazis in the extermination of Hungarian Jews. This is part of the historical record. So from the perspective of Jews in relation to the Zionist state, that state has been the collaborated with the worst enemies they have faced and has essentially condemned the Jews of Palestine to
right,
be pitted.
I do sincerely apologize for cutting you off, Mr. Shonman, but we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Ralph Shonman, author of The Hidden History of Zionism, speaking to us live from Los Angeles. We do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.